Welcome to the Berrycast, the 5-minute podcast from me, Adam Berry, also known as the Gym Starter. I'm really excited to bring you today's episode. It's got an interesting question at the start of it, at the crux of the whole episode, and that's what I'm really excited to ask you. So, the thing is in the fitness industry, we're all about change, we're all about improving oneself, we're all about developing oneself, we're all about helping people get their goals, we're all about getting people to, you know, feel better, live better, move more, whatever it might be. And although many people, not everyone, but many people come at it with a good heart and they mean it in a positive manner, the complete reverse of that is it also can lead you to think very negatively about your history, about who you are, and about what you do just on a day-to-day basis. Like if you come to me as a client and I say to you, like, you're not doing this well enough, you're not doing that well enough, you've got to do this, you've got to do this, you've got to do that, start eating more protein, start lifting heavier weights, you're going to think, bloody hell, like, has my life been a failure before that point? And then you might go away thinking, I need to start everything again. The last 6 years of my life have been useless. What was the point? All of a sudden, and you can end up being in a negative mindset by absorbing all of these positive messages. Because as much as taking action is important, and as much as getting stuff done is important, letting yourself off the hook is important as well, and developing yourself in that way is very important. And that brings me to the question that I want to ask you. If you're someone who is struggling with something right now, and that could be fitness, that could be health, it could be you feel like you have no patience with your children, it could be you're struggling with cooking right, it could be you have an issue at work, it could be, you know, that you're just really low on self-confidence, it could be that you just hate certain aspects of your life or your body, you know, it could be anything. If you're really struggling with something right now, and I want you to think about last time you thought about it, I want you to think about the way in which you commented in your own mind about it, and then I want you to flip yourself around and imagine you're me. So you're now the trainer, you're now the confidence expert, you're now the fitness instructor. And what would you say to you if you told you all the things that you said about yourself? I think that makes sense. If what I'm trying to say is how would you talk to yourself? Like, if you know, when you're that frustrated with yourself, when you talk about yourself in such a negative manner, like, if you was the coach, what would you say to that person? You wouldn't stand for it. You wouldn't accept it. You'd say you're being ridiculous. So the next time that something grips you, the next time that something takes a hold of you, and you feel like you're really struggling with the thing that is really holding you back, or the thing that you beat yourself up the most over on a day-by-day basis, I want you to just think, how would I coach somebody else through this? If somebody came to me with these problems, how would I talk to that person? And I want you to start talking to yourself in that manner. If it was your best friend, you'd have empathy. You'd have constructive criticism, you'd have elements of development, you'd put a hand on the shoulder and say, it's okay, tomorrow is another day, you can do better. Or not even you can do better, tomorrow's another day, things will improve. And I think that's really the takeaway from this quick chat. You really need to just start talking to yourself as your own coach. And you might think, well, I don't know anything about coaching. How do I do that? You'd be surprised. Or just talk to you like you talk to your best friend. Start there. That's basically how I coach everybody anyway. I just treat them like they're my best friend, because to be fair, most of them are, because they're awesome human beings. And that's what I want you to take forward in this world. So whatever it is today that's got you down, that's griping your gears, that's really making you feel bad about yourself, I just want you to brush yourself down. Imagine you're in a room with your best friend who has those problems, and talk to yourself in that manner and see how that helps you go forward. Right, that's me over and done with for yet another episode. I am, as always, as you know, pushing Intro the Fit Stop. So if you fancy 30 days of home workouts for free, just head to my Instagram page at The Gym Starter, click on the link in my bio, and you can sign up there. Peace, love, and protein. Ciao, ciao.